Track 3. Making memories is so important, says BBC Look East presenter Susie Fowler-Watt.
There was a scene in a recent episode of the BBC's very funny, if agonising, sitcom Motherland, when the parents at the school gate were discussing the difficulties of buying presents. What do you get for your mother? One said that it was all about experiences nowadays, and cheerfully suggested zorbing when you roll around inside a giant transparent ball. She's an old lady, not a gerbil, was the scathing reply. This middle-aged lady also has no great desire to roll around inside a ball, although I am a big fan of experiences as gifts. Here are tickets to something that is months away, may not be quite as exciting on the day it's given, but the end result is much more satisfying. You get a looking forward to it period, a hopefully brilliant day, and memories that last forever. Part of our son's Christmas present was a match day experience at Carrow Road, along with some of his fellow under-10s teammates. Luckily, he only had to wait a week for that to happen, and he did have other gifts he could rip open in a frenzy of excitement. When our daughter was his age, a birthday gift of One Direction tickets was also a huge hit, and the experience is still talked about now, almost a decade later. Some years ago, Alex's sister gave us a voucher for the adult Go Ape in Thetford Forest, along with the offer of babysitting while we were up on the high ropes. It was an amazing experience, and all the more so for doing it just the two of us together. There's a reason that relationship therapists encourage couples to take on joint challenges. The experience is bonding. I'm not sure I felt particularly bonded when I had a momentary panic about being balanced on a tiny wobbling block of wood suspended over the forest and looked over to see Alex laughing at me, but still we achieved it together. We also learnt to scuba dive together many moons ago. Alex said afterwards that it was the only time he'd ever seen anyone cry underwater. That was when we did our first dive in the deep pool at what was RAF Coltishall. I disliked the feeling intensely, but persevered with the course and we both qualified. Not only was this a joint accomplishment, it's also given us plenty to joke about in the years since. Do you remember that time we dived in Whitlingham Broad and couldn't see our hands in front of our faces? Happy times! Just before Christmas, Alex called me while sitting in a non-moving traffic jam, running late for a story he was on his way to cover in Essex. He was frustrated and feeling down. I hesitated for a second. I'd just bought tickets that I planned to give him as a surprise gift, but I so wanted to cheer him up in that moment. "Here's something to look forward to," I announced. "I've just got us tickets to see Robbie Williams at Sandringham in August." There, it was out, and it made the gridlock on the A12 seem far less miserable. I know the cost of living has gone through the roof, and buying tickets or holidays or spa weekends is not necessarily an option. But experiences do not need to be expensive. Much of the time, the best experiences are free. A trip to see the seals at Horsey. A challenge to run the 5K with a friend. A family walk on the beach with the dog going crazy with excitement. And what if you're on the older side? Well, for my father, who's not in beach walking, let alone zorbing territory, enjoyable experiences can come in the form of delicious food, being sent a magazine he likes. The Norfolk Mag is obviously his favourite, or just sitting down to watch old family videos together. Looking for a Valentine's gift for your beloved? I would forget the overpriced roses that wilt within days. Invest in your relationship with a joint outing. Make memories, take photos, and bring back stories you can laugh about till the end of days.